One of the things that we spoke of today was that to be Iman on Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi al-Qiyam. And to be Iman on Nabi Karim himself and Allah ta'ala in the command of Allah ta'ala. In other words, that everything of the command of Allah is Nabi Iman. We must accept everything and follow every command of Allah. Likewise, the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Iman of everything that he says, there must be no doubt in whatever it is. Likewise, there is no doubt in Allah Ta'ala, Kalam Ba, no doubt. There must be no doubt in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also to be Iman on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, when we got this in mind, that our life will be according to the Sunnah, according to the teaching of Allah Ta'ala in every command. That's the meaning of being Iman on Allah. Side by side, we said that when you spend with the love of Allah Ta'ala to the needy, then you must spend happily. Those who are needy and you spend on them with the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you have no motive at all. If that person goes against you too, you still pay for him because your purpose to give him was not for any motive besides maybe the love of Allah Ta'ala. Today when we do some favors to anyone, or do some favors to anyone in any way, and if that person does something against us, we go against him. But if you do it for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he goes against you, you still do it because there was no purpose at all. So this is very, very important that you give any needy. I'm talking needy people who you give to assist to. The assistance must be full solely for the sake of Allah. The lesson that we learned from here is this one, that always fulfill your promises. Very important when you keep a promise to anyone, you fulfill the thing. Because in fact, you're fulfilling, not fulfilling Allah Ta'ala's command, but awfu bil ahd. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will question you that you have a promise to someone, you did not fulfill the promise. These are a few things that are mentioned in the Quran. Likewise, a person going through any difficulties in any action of Allah Ta'ala, he at that time will fulfill that action without being hurt about it. Many a time you do certain things, but when you find it difficult to do it, but it's a command of Allah. When you command Allah Ta'ala to fulfill those things, then you must make sure that even you must do it happily. Even if you don't want to do happily, you must be happily. There must be no in your face, you must know that I'm unhappy. You must be happy in commanding, fulfilling Allah's command. Then Allah Ta'ala mentioned about fasting, that the purpose of fasting is every ibadah got some benefit in it. For fast, for zakat, there's a benefit of what this action must do. For salah, this action must do. Fasting is taqwa. The most important thing Allah Ta'ala wants you to get taqwa in you, but the fear of Allah Ta'ala must give it to you. This month of Ramadan is especially for us to bring about the quality of taqwa. Yamma, do that. And in other words, la'allakum tattaqoon, so they become fear of God conscious, God fearing, that will come. In other words, every way of our life we must become like this, that in the month of Ramadan become so strong of God conscious. That God conscious must be after Ramadan also. Even at all times we have the fear of Allah's one. Not only in the masjid, in every way of life, in your business to have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. In the malls you walk to have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. At home too. In other words, in every way of life, your social life, your family life, your private life, your business life, in every way, taqwa must be coming to us. That's why Allah Ta'ala prescribed fasting. And so many other things Allah Ta'ala mentioned about that women in a time of hairs, they will know this much that you will know that husband and wife have no relationship at that time, it's haram. And if they do that, it's a very big sin and a possibility a very dangerous sickness can come in. How important is a woman and husband to know about it that they're not supposed to go close to one another at the time of hairs? Certainly, this month that Allah Ta'ala mentioned about fasting also. fasting, the women today will get parked, they must know, they must keep the qaza. So these are the things that Allah Ta'ala means, Hunna libasun lakum wa antum libasun lahun. The woman is the clothing of the husband is the woman, and the clothing of the wife is the husband. In other words, you hide one seed, one another. You not open their course. Today we open, the husband opens the husband, wife's, all her bad things to others. One is she complained to the Qazi of the time, she complained to someone who will assist. And one is a woman who will speak about her husband everywhere, all just to her. That is not right. Hunna libasun lakum, they each one. Like for the husband also, about the wife also. If he has any kind of problem, he can speak to those people who cause it, will bring about some understanding and give some judgment. But like that, one must not talk bad about it. Hunna libasun. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned, another thing, Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi is a very great ibadah, a very great dua that is. Ayatul Kursi, when the hadith that a person did every namaz, Ayatul Kursi, then there's only one thing must wait, and that is death, to enter the Jannah. You understand? If every namaz a person did Ayatul Kursi, then there's only one way that is into Jannah, and then death comes in. Then the barrier between Jannah and this world in him is Ayatul Kursi, when a time when death takes place, he enters the Jannah. But this does not mean he must commit all the wrong things and expect to go to Jannah. I mean, that's not going to be true. That's not right. So Ayatul Kursi is a very great thing. Every night at home, you must read Ayatul Kursi. It protects your house and among all the other surroundings to another protection. So may Dua Allah Ta'ala and make Amal on this thing. Dua Allah Ta'ala. Dua Allah Ta'ala. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شر ما ربنا لا تدعنا ثم إلا غفرت ولا هم إلا غفرت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا حاجة إلا قضيت الدعوة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شر فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وأخرجني مسلما اللهم ثبت على الإيمان وأمنا بالإيمان وأحشرنا يوم القيامة بالإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على رسول الله برحمة الله.